A Saturday Game by Adam's Adventures. It was a wonderful Saturday morning. I cuddled up next to my husband reading a book while he relaxed playing a video game. Normally our kids would have overrun us, but my in-laws had taken them Friday night, and they would not come back for a few more hours. We had already taken full advantage of our time alone together the previous night and this morning. But here I sat, my head resting on his shoulder, with that aching feeling in my pussy starting to come back. My husband did not possess the ever-hard dick of his youth, having replaced it with staying power and skill. I knew he would still need more time, but, oh, that feeling. Now, I felt it not only in my warm pussy, it had increased and traveled to my breast as my nipple rubbed against his side through my thin, strappy shirt. What harm could come from testing the waters? I closed my book and placed it down beside me, using the movement to make sure at least one of my breasts had partially fallen out of my shirt. The motion exposed my nipple to my husband's sight. When he looked down, reaching over to his chest, I started to rub my hand over his shirt, beginning the process of stroking his sexual passion back to life. After a few minutes, he had still not acknowledged me. His silly game still held his full attention. I knew I would need to step it up if I was going to make anything happen. My clit now started to throb, telling me I could not let this go. As my husband continued to play, I now played a game of my own that I was determined to win. Typically, when playing a game, you are at a disadvantage, not knowing what your opponent will do. But in this case, it was me, his wife, against a video game. I knew that my husband liked playing them, and I enjoyed playing them with him occasionally. They were fun, but as his wife, I could provide fun and pleasure that this video game could never compete with. I moved to my knees facing him. I wrapped one arm around his broad shoulders and kissed his cheek. With my other hand, I gently pressed on his dick. Let me see his game do that. After a second of pressure, I felt my husband start to press up with his pelvis into my hand, increasing the pressure on his dick. It felt so good to get the first physical acknowledgement from my husband of my presence, but I needed more. My pussy needed more. Thrusting my breast into his shoulder, I started kissing him again. I knew he could feel their softness and how much he delighted in my breast. He made that clear even before we had married. I caught him staring. Now again, I find him looking over at my breast, now completely free from my thin shirt. I watch as his eyes move up to meet mine. Score one more point for Team Wife. Sorry, silly game, but you are starting to lose his interest. Hey, Freckles, did you finish your book already? Nope, just interested in something a little more stimulating. You have already worn me out. It's going to take a while for me to be ready to go again. Maybe tonight, if you're still interested, after the kids go to bed. I did not verbally respond. At least my hubby got the message, but his attention had now returned to the game. It was time for an all-out assault. I climbed onto his lap and sat down facing him. He had to look around me to keep playing, and he did. I hate losing, and I was not going to lose to a video game. I started kissing him more, pressing my tits into his chest and grinding my pussy, which was covered only by my lacy boy shorts, into him. Come on, Freckles, you're going to get me killed. I already told you I don't have it in me. Maybe later tonight. You can feel I got nothing going on down there right now. Sliding off of him in defeat, I sat next to him in stunned silence, thinking I might actually lose to this stupid game. With my body craving my husband's dick, I needed to regroup. So I headed to the bedroom. I knew what would really get his attention. When I got to our room, I grabbed my vibrator and suction cup dildo, making sure to run the dildo under some hot water to warm it up. While I was waiting for the hot water, I stripped naked. This was going to be an all-out assault on his senses. I know how he loves to look at the freckles covering my body. To test the vibrator, I turned it on and ran it lightly against the lips of my pussy. Yes, this will do nicely. Armed with a warm dildo in one hand and the vibrator in the other, I walked back into the room where my husband still played that stupid game instead of playing with me. Well, my love, since you won't fuck me, I found something that will. With that announcement, I moved the coffee table between my husband and the TV. Then I placed the dildo in the middle of the table and I hopped on. I was now on my knees on the coffee table, staring directly at him with the dildo just touching the lips of my pussy. Lowering my soaking wet pussy down onto it, I felt some relief. At least something was filling my pussy, but it was his cock I desired the most. The sound of his character dying multiple times in quick succession told me that I was getting the upper hand against this game. Now was not the time to let up. I grabbed my breasts, enjoying the incredible softness of them in my hands, and I continued the assault on my pussy. Now, I would finally finish this game. Hey, my love, don't you wish it was your hard dick inside me right now? You know how good it feels when I clench down on your dick with my pussy. I'm sorry that it's currently taken, but my mouth is ready to do wonders on that cock of yours. I know how much you love seeing me being taken from both ends at once. Grabbing the vibrator from behind me, I placed it on my clit, and in about 5 seconds, I started to come. I closed my eyes, letting the pleasure wash over me. Coming down from my orgasm, I opened my eyes to find the game turned off, and my husband turned on. His hard dick was in front of me. Winner! Leaning forward, I encased his dick in my warm mouth, moving up and down to the same depth and speed as a dildo in my pussy. I have to hand it to you, Freckles. I didn't think I had one more in me, but after that show, how could I not be hard? Removing my mouth from his dick and replacing it with my hand, I let him know that this show is always available whenever he wants. My husband started taking control. He lifted me up off the coffee table, turned me around, and bent me over. I knew I was about to get what I'd been craving, and I was right. He started fucking me hard. I got lost in my own mind as his dick drove into me. Again and again. Pure bliss. His thighs pounded on my ass, and his balls tapped at my clit. I pulled away from him, stood up, and turned around, taking over again. Pushing him back on the couch, I looked for a second at his dick. Standing proud, it called to me. I climbed onto his dick and started to ride. Wanting more of his cum in my pussy, I was not willing to let him just ride the edge of his orgasm. I controlled the speed and the depth as I rode his dick and pressed my breast into his face. When his eyes started rolling in his head, I knew he was close, so I clenched down on his dick with my pussy, and he finally had his release. He groaned out, "I'm coming!" And then I got my reward. The perfect feeling of my pussy becoming so warm as he emptied himself into me, coating the walls of my cunt with his hot seed. I love knowing I can make him come. I just stared at him, looking into his eyes as they glazed over. There was only one thing left to do. My husband deserved a reward for a job well done. I went down on my knees and cleaned his dick off, tasting his cum and my pussy juices mixed together on his cock. This truly was a wonderful Saturday.